Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Hebron, Israel. The United Nations is trying to give the historic rights of Hebron in Israel to the Palestinian people, even though there is a Jewish history that dates back some 4,000 years ago there in Hebron. That's the headline. In a moment, David Wilder will join me to give us that Jewish history.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Give us a quick history of the city of Hebron as it relates to the Jewish people.
Today we have a biblical archaeological timeline of a Jewish presence in Hebron for the last 3,800 years, from Abraham up through today. There have been newer excavations. I use the word newer because there have been other excavations done on the other side of the Tell from where we visited, and we found other artifacts there also, which go back quite a long time and also prove the Jewish presence there. Jews have been in Hebron from the days of Abraham, who made Hebron his home, as is written in the Bible, after he, Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca, and Leah were buried here. King David was here for 7.5 years, where he was actually anointed king, until he went up to make Yerushalayim, our eternal capital. And there have always been Jews here.
David, just take me back a little bit farther even than Abraham. I understand there's a Jewish tradition that Hebron, the location of even Machpelah Cave itself, is the entrance to the original Garden of Eden.
Of course. Most holiest literature says quite clearly Abraham actually bought the cave. It's written that he paid 400 pieces of silver, which is today valued at about $700,000. It was a huge amount of money for the cave and the field. And it's written that he purchased that because he discovered there the tombs of Adam and Eve, the first man and the first woman. And as such, it is known as the entrance to paradise, the entrance to Garden of Eden. So it is considered to be a very, very, very sacred place. And it certainly has a very, very special, unique quality to it. And anybody that goes to visit picks that up almost immediately.
David Wilder, with the Jewish history of Hebron dating back some 4,000 years, even further, however, to the time of Adam and Eve. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. David Wilder learned this Jewish history of Hebron from the Bible, a book that is 100% historically correct. The United Nations efforts to assign historic rights of Hebron to the Palestinian people means that they not only deny history, but they deny the Word of God as well. By rewriting history, the Palestinians and the United Nations are blaspheming the Lord. That's Ezekiel chapter 35, verses 10 to 12. Hebron is a part of the land that God has given the Jewish people today. You can find that in Ezekiel chapter 36, and as it relates to the Garden of Eden, that's Ezekiel 36, verse 35. God's word is absolute truth. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...